It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The Brooklyn Museum is celebrating the 10th anniversary of its Elizabeth A. Sackler Center for Feminist Art with a series of exhibitions and public programs that started this fall and will continue through early 2018. It's called A Year of Yes, Reimagining Feminism at the Brooklyn Museum. And joining us to talk about art, as always, is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
First, tell us about the Brooklyn Museum and its connection to feminist art.
Well, first of all, it's very unusual for a museum to be committed to any social issue, feminism or anything else. But the Brooklyn Museum, I think, to its credit, is determined to showcase the work of women. And it's a place where you could go to see something other than Picasso and Braque and the typical story of modernism.
The museum is planning 10 exhibitions over the course of more than a year, and one of them is on view right now. This has works by Marilyn Minter.
Yes, the museum is now having a show by Marilyn Minter, who is a New York classic, a woman who came of age during the early years of the women's movement in the 70s and has really devoted her career to making art about women and the representation of women in the media, and who has never had a retrospective before. So this show looks great, I think, in Brooklyn. It's exactly the kind of show they should be doing. It's totally edgy and in your face, as are Marilyn Minter's paintings, which are the kind you might both love and hate. She does paintings that feature a lot of close-ups of facial features and makeup. And she kind of shows the dirty and even bruised underside of cosmetics and fashion and female desire.
Okay, what are some of the other exhibits we can look forward to?
What I admire about the Brooklyn Museum is they're doing a mix of well-known, moderately known, and really unknown artists. So you have everybody from Georgia O'Keeffe, who of course is a household name and who has a show opening in March, to artists who you've probably never heard of, like Beverly Buchanan, who has a show up now. It's a very interesting show, and it really succeeds in correcting the oversights of the past.
Now, over the past few months, we have been talking about exhibits at other museums that feature female artists, also artists of color, who really haven't gotten as much attention in the past. We're thinking, let's say, Agnes Martin at the Guggenheim or Carmen Herrera at the Whitney. So how does this series at the Brooklyn Museum fit into what we're seeing happening at other museums and other institutions here in New York City?
I think multiculturalism really got a bad rap in the election. A lot of people have accused the Democrats of pandering to minorities, immigrants, special interest groups, and ignoring the big middle class. I really disagree, and I want to say that I think multiculturalism has been a great achievement in the art world for the past 30 years. And we're constantly seeing shows of artists who would not have been exhibited a generation ago. And you could walk around New York now, and there are shows by women all over the place. I saw Cecily Brown at the Drawing Center this week. I saw Carol Beauvais at David's Werner. And I think whether you call it feminist or not, it's clear that there have been real gains in the art world over the past generation.
So do we still need feminism in the art world?
Well, feminism is a label. No artist wants to be known according to labels. No one wants to be a feminist artist, a gay artist, a black artist, a Hispanic artist. Those are all very limiting designations. And I think everyone would rather be known as a master artist. There was a time in the 90s when multiculturalism first encroached on the art world when I thought it was a big distraction. I thought, I don't care about the identity of any artist. I just want to look at the work and look at the quality of the work and see if I can respond to it. But now it's 30 years later, and I see I was completely wrong, that multiculturalism is the best thing that has happened to the art world because it was really needed. And I think that the world does not necessarily come with equality. It is something we have to create. It is a work in progress. And I think whether we use the labels or not, we all need to be very conscious and very committed to the goals of inclusion, because that is where the most exciting art is coming from.
A Year of Yes, Reimagining Feminism at the Brooklyn Museum is happening now through early 2018. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.